It was called Emerson. And I came in May for a meeting, and I was told there's not much chance to get in for the fall semester, especially with my grades. And I just pleaded with the administrator. I said, look, this is my last chance. This is the only place where I can learn how to be a comedian. It's the only place that can help me do that. And he paused for a moment. He said, all right, make up a joke about Emerson. You want to be a comedian, say something funny about this place. And I took a moment, and I said, okay. Here's the weird thing about Emerson College. You can have girls in your room, you can have drugs in your room, you can have sex in your room 24 hours a day if you wanted to. The only thing you're not allowed to have, a hot plate. That was the joke. Okay. I'm like, Bye. What's going on here? Nothing, sir, we're just getting laid and getting high. You're cooking soup, I hear you making soup in there. Well. Against all the rules and disregarding my bad academic record, he said, are you willing to go to summer school? And I said, yeah, no problem, we'll go to summer school. And he said, you're in. And it was the first time in my life that being funny had gotten me something besides detention. It actually got me into college. And for the second time in my life, I met people with the same interests as me. This is the first place people didn't roll their eyes when I said I wanted to be a comedian. You know, when you said that to your parents' friends, like, oh, we're sorry. Heard about Jay, you know. Anyway, our dorm was at 206 Beacon Street, and the first time I ever did comedy was with my roommate, Gene Bronstein, also a student who went on to be a comedy writer as well.